What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix Podcast. As you know, if you may not know, my name is Madison Murray, and I'm your lovely lady behind the mic and behind this whole entire podcast. And I already know what some of y'all are thinking. Madison, where have you been? Was the season over? You've been gone so long. And honestly, I missed y'all. I missed y'all so much. I miss recording. I miss hearing the sound of my voice. I just miss y'all. So much. I've actually been gone for a month, and that's due to the fact that I'm kind of getting readjusted to the whole school thing. As y'all know, I'm a junior in college. I attend North Carolina A&T, and this is my most busy semester in school thus far. I'm taking 18 credit hours. I have two jobs in the music and entertainment industry. Yes, guys, I am so tired. But I'm so happy to be back. If anything, I am so happy to be back in front of this mic and giving y'all that good content and a good word this morning. A little announcement. Before I start today's episode, I wanted to let y'all know that the episode after this episode will be season 2's finale. Yes, y'all, season 2 has been fun. I made so many episodes this season. I think we're at episode 15 right now. So we're going to stop at 16, and I'll be back next month. Like I said, if you are an avid listener of mine, you know I don't take too long off. It's probably going to be like 3 weeks, and I'll be back for season 3 because we have our 1 year anniversary of this podcast coming up, and that's going to be big. I want y'all to be with me to celebrate that, and I might just have, you know, some surprise giveaways, so to say. So definitely stay tuned for that. So with all that being said, I want to go ahead and jump into today's topic, which is preparing for yeses. You've heard so many no's. I want to let y'all know how to prepare for the yeses, because if you heard what I said earlier about me now taking 18 credit hours and me now having these new positions within my field, y'all, I'm a staff writer at FM Hip Hop Radio now. I'm also a blogger at Sony Music U, where I interview artists signed to Sony. I also work with Culture Fusion Agency, and through Culture Fusion Agency, I'm still working with music artists, putting on rollouts for them and, you know, interviewing them. I'm so busy within my industry now. And you know what? Honestly, these are prayers answered, because I've worked so hard for these. And I know a lot of people that say, oh, I wish I had your opportunities, or I want to know how I can possibly get into your same industry. But for some, they're not preparing for the yes. They're just sitting around and they're just waiting for people to just be like, oh, come work for me. No, guys, it don't work like that. And that's what today's episode is all about. Have you prepared for that big yes? The very first thing I'm going to tell you before I jump into all that good stuff and that sweet stuff about the yeses, let me tell you about the no's. There is always in life going to be a no before you hear a yes. And I'm sure y'all know that, but I feel like there's somebody on the other line listening to this right now. You're stuck. You're trying to figure out why that company did not accept you because you thought you was most qualified. It's fine. It's completely fine. No's are going to happen. No's for me build my resume. That makes me want to go out and find new opportunities. I want to take y'all a little bit into my professional career and my success thus far. I heard so many no's. I heard way more no's than I heard yeses. And honestly, yeah, it was discouraging at first, but when I thought about it, I was like, I'm really not qualified for the positions I'm applying for just yet. Now, leave that yet on there, because that's not to say that you won't soon be qualified, but that's just to say, like, okay, maybe the other applicants had a little bit more experience than me. And, you know, you definitely want to be the best fit. And so when you are applying for these companies, or you decide, you know, I'm going to take this leap and apply for this major company, really sit down with yourself and be honest with yourself. Do you really think you're qualified, or are you applying because it's going to look good on that resume, or it just might be your favorite company and you just want to go ahead and knock it out and apply for it? Are you prepared for that no, or are you prepared for that yes? In whatever field you decide to go in for your career, I need you to be so passionate about it that you can develop tough skin when you hear rejection. You see what I'm saying? Rejection is completely normal. It's literally the yin to the yang of yes. Professionally, whoever you look up to, career-wise, they're going to tell you that they had that big no before they received that big yes. There has to be two. There's going to be a big no, and there's going to be a super big yes. Hold on to that. I want to tell y'all a little bit about my big no's. I had 4 really big no's. And let me tell y'all, they hit me hard at first. But like I said, they inspired me to want to do more. It inspired me to want to become a student of my industry, not just a college student that's learning to build up my professional career. No, I'm studying my industry outside of my school studies. This past summer, for these three big opportunities that I've just received, y'all know how many webinars I sit in just learning from people in my industry. I sat in so many webinars. I, you know, connected with people on LinkedIn. I just wanted to make people know, you know, my presence is there. And I wanted those higher-ups to know that I'm not just a college student. No, I'm a student of the industry. Like, whatever you have that you want to share with me, I'm writing it down and I'm taking my notes. And I'm in those webinars, I'm asking questions. And I guess they kept seeing my name. And so that's how two of my opportunities came about. I sat there and I became a student. I honestly don't want people to be misled by the fact that I did get these opportunities so quickly, but that's because this summer was really crucial for me. I sat down and I said, I'm going to make something happen. I'm going to get discovered this year. 2020 has been a crazy, crazy year. All types of twists and turns. Y'all know exactly what I'm referring to, but you know what I'm saying? I said, I'm gonna bring some light out of this. I'm gonna sit down in this quarantine, in this pandemic, and I'm gonna figure out, what am I lacking career-wise? Like, why do I keep receiving these no's? You really have to do a deep analysis about it. This leads me into my next point in preparing for your big yes. Are you giving it time or are you rushing it because you feel like you're so behind everybody else? Everybody out there that's chasing a career, you cannot compare your journey to somebody else's journey. You can only use theirs to inspire you to want to do better. Think about it. All the things we love in the world, all the songs we love, those things take time. Precious things take time. The best analogy I can give is a child. A child spends 9 months in the womb, right? So, okay, let's say you are spending your 9 months developing your baby, which is your career. For a lot of people, when I said 9 months, you went, ooh, that is a long time. But let me tell y'all about my journey again. I'm a junior in college and I had never had any of these opportunities come to me. Just imagine how many no's I had between my freshman year and my now junior year. That's 3 whole years compared to that 9 month analogy I just gave. That's also 3 years that I've had to figure out, where was I lacking? You see what I'm saying? What's going to take me to the next point into where I need to be for my career? And the reason I keep emphasizing career, or, you know, that next phase in life, is because, like I said, I'm in college. And I know some people here who, you know, have not been receiving opportunities. And for them, it's getting a little discouraging. And that's why I feel like right now I'm a little bit more qualified to speak on this topic than I was ever qualified. I wanted to actually do this episode earlier in the season, but you know what? I didn't have a lot to back it up, and I do believe on speaking on the things I know and what I experience. And so I do not want to steer y'all wrong with this episode at all. I really just want to encourage y'all to push forward. Don't give up on whatever it is you want to do. If it's for you, it's meant for you. Time is completely going to be on your side if you are spending proper time nurturing and building this career. And which transitions into my next point. Ooh, I am smooth with the transitions, y'all. I really just love talking in this mic and just giving y'all good content. And for some of y'all do tell me that my episodes help y'all out a lot. I love that, and I love the fact that I'm able to speak into your life and, you know, help you out and just give you some encouragement, because that's one of my favorite things to do on this podcast. But anyway, y'all, my third point is, get overnight celebrity or overnight success out of your mind. Do you know how rare overnight success is? If you are trying to go viral, or if you make content, or you do anything that's social media related to where it can blow up and become a quote-unquote overnight success, do not be discouraged if the video you thought was going to take you there does not succeed. You have to go harder. Push forward. Don't push back. Because if you push back, you're leaving room for somebody else to take your spot. Also, if you know you're qualified for something, you got the resume to back it up, you got good references and stuff, why would you give up if you know this is something you were meant to do? If this is your purpose, you cannot give up on your purpose. You are meant to walk in it. So push forward. And since we're on purpose, is what you're trying to pursue the thing you're supposed to be doing on this earth? Ask yourself that, because if you are unhappy with what you do and you're trying to push for something else, stop right now and find steps to get you to the destination you want to be, okay? Because I promise you that success is a road trip from state to state, okay? It's never just one flat road. No, you got to go over bridges. You got to cross all these different intersections. It is a complete road trip. And the things in between, are the things that you're supposed to be working on for that resume, that perfect resume, so that company does not deny you, okay? And so that company that did deny you regrets their decision. I really want to see all my listeners succeed and thrive, and I want y'all to share y'all stories with me. Even if you want to just hit me and talk about it on a personal level, hit my DM at Medi by Nature, my personal Instagram, or you can hit me on at the Majestic Meets because I respond the same way I do on my personal Instagram. I'm real cool. Y'all know I'm y'all homegirl, okay? All this talking I'm doing, I'm not where I want to be in life. And so, like I said, I'm humble and I just thank y'all for letting me speak into y'all's lives and kind of help y'all out with where y'all want to be because I'm really passionate about these things. Now I want to talk a little bit about the yes so I can wrap this episode up and let y'all get to the bag because I want y'all to get to the bag. I want y'all to succeed like I just said. But we're going to end it off talking about the yes. So is what you're doing right now going to get you to that yes? Or do you need to, you know, remove some things or some people from your life so you can get to that yes? And yes, I said people because you're also going to have to let go of some people so you can reach that yes. And I'm saying that because even for me, I had to let go of some people. And you know, it did hurt at first, but all you can do is pray and push forward. Like I said, you cannot push back, push forward. If you know somebody or something is not good for you, a situation is not good for you, remove yourself. And what you'll notice after you remove yourself is that you are so close to that yes than you thought you were. You have so much more time to just put and invest into getting that yes that you used to spend with those people or you used to spend on that thing. You see what I'm saying? Look at all this time that just opened up. You're so close to that yes, and I want you to grab it. It is yours. Claim it. If somebody is listening to this and they got an interview coming up, knock it out. If you know you're qualified, knock it out. Say whatever you feel like they want to hear and just be super confident because you know exactly what you've done career-wise. So tell them and be confident in it. Are you proud of the things on your resume? Because if you are, you'd be confident in that interview and you're at your yes. If you have a few things on your resume that looks really good and you're scared to take that leap and apply for that position, apply for that position, okay? You just never know who is on the other side reading that resume. And don't leave nothing out, okay? Don't leave nothing important out. If you got to make a portfolio versus a resume, you got to send that in with your short resume, send it in. They want to see exactly what you can do, okay? Like I said, I want y'all to thrive and I want y'all to go far. So be proud of whatever it is. Even if it's a smaller opportunity that led you to this bigger opportunity, don't leave it out. Because that's a part of your story and people are interested in hearing your story. So now that you've finished hearing me talk, are you prepared for that yes? Because if you're not, make it happen. Take these tips. If these are new tips that you've heard, write them down and apply them. And I promise you, it's literally the formula of the success that you want to be in life. The no season is super important because it's going to build you up, okay? It's going to build you from that average person to the person that's qualified, okay? And we want to be qualified. Wherever you want to be in life, make sure you're qualified for it before you step into it. If you're not, don't take it personal. Take those no's and let it push you to go further. And I'm only telling y'all this from experience because I want y'all to succeed and I want y'all to get y'all's bags and I want y'all to share y'all stories with me, so hit me up. So on that note, chase that yes, and I promise it's going to be yours one day. Give it time, nurture it, chase it, and it's yours. Hold your head up if you heard a no, because that means it's time to go to work, okay? You hear me? You feel me? Good. Because that's all I have for today's episode. My lovely, successful beings that's listening to this podcast right now, I'm manifesting success your way. Definitely, if you deserve it, if you've worked for it, I am manifesting. And I hope that that yes is coming at the right time, because a lot of times it might not be the right time, but it's going to come at the best time, I promise you. That's all I got for y'all today. You know what I'm saying? If you enjoyed today's episode, share this with somebody that you feel like is close to a yes or keeps receiving no's and needs some encouragement. I really do love you all. Thank you so much for listening to me talk today. Next week, we're going to have our season finale. I will see y'all then. And y'all know how I end every episode. Y'all be good. All right? Okay? Bye, y'all. Go be successful. Have a great day. I will see y'all next week.